The Glenn Beck rally held last month, billed as Restoring America's Honor, drew over 100,000 white American patriots. While calling the rally non-political and belching out worn-out phrases like restoring traditional values and reclaiming the Constitution, Glenn Beck left his mostly white audience high and dry. But in spite of Beck's shallow solutions, white Americans are organizing politically and calling their efforts the Tea Party movement to point out that a revolution is needed in the political realm. You see, these white Americans are angry because they're seeing their political influence disappearing in light of such political issues as immigration, affirmative action, homosexual marriages, a growing welfare state, and a sickly economy where we flip hamburgers, but we don't make anything anymore. On the other hand, it seems like many white Americans are in a stupor, glued to their TV sets, being lulled to sleep by Jewish sitcoms and Jewish talk show hosts. I'm not sure how long this stupor is going to last, because with the increased unemployment, now at 26%, despite the lies that the government is telling us, and our jobs being outsourced to China, to India, to Bangladesh, both low-level and high-level jobs, these same white Americans who seem to be in a stupor may wake up when they feel a pinch in their own pocketbook and they'll start looking around to see who is to blame. They may see, glaring right before their eyes, billions of their tax money being awarded to Wall Street banksters such as Goldman Sachs, vis-a-vis the bailout bill, the biggest heist in America's history. They may see billions of their tax money being sent overseas to a foreign nation, Israel, whose interests, promoted by the powerful Jewish lobby, are at odds with true American interests here, at home, and abroad. Abroad because anti-American sentiment is being exploited by Russia and China. At home because the billions of dollars being sent to Israel every year could be used instead here at home to revitalize our own manufacturing scenario. Could then a backlash against the Zionist power take place by a growing number of angry white Americans? Or will most white Americans remain in their stupor, allowing the Zionist power to wax greater while their own white power is on the wane? As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are dedicated to bringing back to our nation a united Christian culture where American families can enjoy a healthy economy, not being shipped overseas and being given to a foreign labor force. If we can awaken white Americans out of their stupor to reclaim their rightful American inheritance that their Christian fathers cleared the forests, built and bequeathed to them centuries before it was usurped by Jewish immigration, then we can indeed restore America's honor.